stepping up the fight against illegal levies at school. After finding out that the school of her 9-year-old son was requesting for a legal levy to her and the parents of other children, Daviana Widyawati took matters in her own hand. She single-handedly reported the school to the Department of Education of Semarang City in Indonesia. Subsequently, the school stopped requesting the payments and the head of the school parent association had to step down from his position. Daviana's understanding of illegal levy grew after participating in a group discussion and training on gender-responsive planning and budgeting held by the organization Patira Semarang. The organization, through the Strengthening Public Services through the Empowerment of Women-led Advocacy and Social Audit Network SPEAK project, supported by HIVOS and European Union, aims to strengthen representation of economically marginalized groups in the planning and budgeting process in Semarang. Through community-based monitoring, the organization looks to improve public procurement and public services accountability in Semarang. In the discussion and training by Patira Semarang, Devi learned about the total allocation for the education budget and how it's spent. The city budget allocated to education has been growing steadily over the last few years. As additional information, it is worth noting that the amount of Semarang City's education budget has continued to increase in the past 4 years. According to the Education Agency of Semarang City, the education budget in 2016 was around 221 billion rupiahs, or approximately $15.6 million. In 2007, the total education budget increased to 282 billion rupiahs, or approximately $20 million. In 2018, the education budget rose about to 398 billion rupiahs, or approximately $28.2 million. The next year, in 2019, the education budget increased again to around 400 billion rupiahs, or approximately $28.3 million. She started questioning if the extra request for funds from her son's school was an illegal levy. Daviana collected data and information concerning the payment request the school was sending to all parents. She provided this to Patira Semarang. When telling the organization about her suspicion that the payment requests were in fact illegal, they advised her to submit a complaint to the school together with the parents of other students. "I told the parents of other students about my concerns, but I didn't get their support. Some were afraid, some of them thanked me, but there were others who underestimated my idea," said Daviana. "So I decided to report this issue to the Department of Education by myself." The Department of Education stated that the request for funds from the school was indeed an illegal levy. What followed was a warning to the school by the department to cancel the levy. Not only did the school do so, but the head of the parent association of the school involved in the illegal levy practice also decided to step down from his position. Devi would like to see her success in stopping the illegal levies at her son's school inspires other women to learn about planning and budgeting. "I hope more women become active in monitoring public service deliveries and are no longer afraid to submit a complaint or report their findings to the authorities. It is important that we are not marginalized anymore," she said. Written by Anissa Nindya Hayati, a program assistant at Patira Semarang that involved in the implementation of SPEAK project.